This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
We're rolling. Hey, it's the Get Up Show on the Simon Says Podcast. I'm Sean. Charlie and Maddie are here. All right.
Oh, hey, kids.
This is podcast number 53. Be sure that you subscribe and like and rate and tell us what you think we ought to be doing different. We love that kind of stuff.
I just realized if we've been doing one a week, that means we've done a whole year of this.
Oh, gee.
What?
Listen to that guy mathing. He's mathing like a madman. He's a madman on the math. He's got an abacus. Charlie had a neat question about wiping the entirety of 2020 out of your memory.
Yeah, they did a survey of people and they said, would you pay money and how much to have 2020 wiped completely from your mind? And Americans said they would pay on average up to $2,000 to just completely wipe it out.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't have $2,000.
Yeah,
$2,000 laying around. That's part of 2020. That's been a problem.
Plus, there was so much good intermingled with all the horrible stuff that happened. You know, there's great memories that are poking out of that stuff. I wouldn't want to lose all that.
I can understand why certain people would say that, because this year has been much harder on some people than it has on the three of us. But this is not the year that I would wipe away.
No.
Well, if I had to pick a year in my whole life.
Well, since you brought it up, what year would you wipe away and why?
Well, okay, so I was thinking about this. If we're going for a 12-month period, it would cross over between 2 years. But if we have to go with a calendar year, I'm going to wipe out 2004.
Okay.
Because that is the year that I got married to a person who was actually turned out to be horrible and also was still married and caused all kinds of terrible things for the following year.
Well, that's a complication.
Yes.
I don't think that works right. At least not in modern days. Well, in certain states. I always forget that you were married.
I like to forget that too. See, this is why we wipe out 2004.
Where was I? Oh, I just moved here in 04.
But don't you think, though, I mean, was the coming out of that. There was the satisfaction of not having that anymore. There was probably some happy times interspersed in that. If you wiped away every bit of it, you wouldn't have those times either. Is it worth that?
Yes.
Good. Wow. Okay.
I like to think that the good things would have happened maybe at another time. It was pretty awful, dudes. I'm just telling you. If there's a year you could get rid of, what is it?
I don't have, that's the thing. Like, I can't think of one year that had a lot of happen.
Yeah. 1977 was awful because my dad and Elvis both died that summer.
Yeah.
But I saw Star Wars.
Okay.
Well, hey, there you go.
There
was
that.
Glass half full. God.
But well, so I've been like, real hard for a long time. I want you to really stop there and think about this.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I really don't have, like, not even one I can just shout out that I don't
but
remember.
That's great.
I don't remember specifically awesome, really terrible remembering things. I maybe my senior year of college. So that would have been 97. I mean, it didn't go super smooth. There was
that the one where you peed on yourself?
No, that was sophomore year.
Oh, okay.
And my roommate. You're welcome.
That's the year he wants to wipe away.
Oh, yeah. Loft beds and college drinking are not a good idea. I fell off the loft getting into it, and then I wet the bed. So
I'm nice. Sure you're not the first or the last college student to do such a thing.
God, I don't know why they market that. Did you ever have, I mean, a complete change of topic, but did you ever have, like, in my college dorm room one year, like, we put everything up on dressers so we could have, like, that cool hangout space underneath, but it was also terrifyingly, like, at any point it could move and we would all die kind of thing.
Like, you made a fort and you had a load-bearing glass of water holding the blanket up.
Pretty much.
yeah, those are great.
But then the loft bed, too, was, you know, like, I got this super sweet loft bed, and now we can make, and now look how much room we have in the room.
Yeah, and it's, like, treacherous every time you come home drunk every single weekend, whether or not you're going to get up there and whether or not you're going to fall out.
One time I was climbing up, like, the ladder was at the foot of the bed, and I was climbing up, and I just fell backwards. Like, I straight up fell off of it.
You're lucky to be alive.
That's what I learned about Jack Daniels.
What movies always make you cry has come up again. And we've talked about this before. Have we talked about it on the podcast? Because I don't remember.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I have
what
one.
Movies always make you cry? You have one?
This one, I have one. Armageddon.
Really?
Really?
For real. Every time Bruce Willis... Spoiler alert. Every time Bruce Willis rips the patch off his arm and shoves AJ / what's his face into the thing. Yeah, it shoves Affleck back in and makes him go back up and stays and tells him to take care of his little girl. Oh my God, like a baby. I mean,
serious?
I don't know why that movie always gets me.
What about you, Charlie?
The Notebook.
I need to see that.
I haven't seen it either.
Oh, absolutely, The Notebook. And it's not the young people, it's the old people. That's the only thing I'm going to tell you. It's
James
not
Garner.
That part is,
That's the one with Rachel McAdams and what's his face, right?
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Did they hate each other in real life?
They did, but it doesn't show in the movie. They have great chemistry
right
in the movie.
That's cool that they could do that, you know? The one that comes to mind right off for me is, two, E.T. still.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That'll do it.
And Because of Winn-Dixie. I swear we've talked about this before.
Oh, every dog movie. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding?
Oh, Benji. Oh, my God, the Benji movies. Oh, my God, why would they do this? Why would they bring in Benji, any of them, or... This is for real. When they used to do those movie days at E.M. Rollins School where they would roll in the old clackety-clack projector and show a full-length movie just to kill a half a day, they really showed Old Yeller to elementary school.
No, not Old Yeller. That's
why.
You know, that's another one. So I have a lot of these movies where I know something bad happens, like Sophie's Choice, or you know, one I actually did break down and finally watch was Schindler's List. But movies that you know are super heavy or like have a real like heart-wrenching moment, and I'm just like, I don't want to watch that. Like I already know what happened. I know what happens in Old Yeller. Never watched it.
Well, I've gotten to the point where like I have to be in a certain. There's that new the new dog movie that has the guy from This Is Us and it's dog and it's racing.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. So that one, it's like, I don't know if I want to watch it because it's a dog and it's going to be sad.
Oh, yeah, my daughter saw that and cried.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What was he? was it I Am Legend with Will Smith?
Yeah.
There's a dog thing in that. Like, I hate dogs and kids, man. Like,
you guys, listen, no joke. The very first dog movie that I remember crying watching, Snoopy Come Home.
Oh, yes. Oh,
I'm not kidding.
Me
I'm
too.
Like six, and I'm sitting there with his tissues and just bawling because Snoopy was lost.
You know, I was weak, though, back then. I would cry, and still, to this day, what am I saying? Yeah. I still cry at a good McDonald's commercial, you know? Oh, God, you share the french fries.
Kids and old people.
I well up for no good reason at the, just the, it can be anything. It's just like, if it hits me, just, what happens is, like, I empathize, or I immediately personalize whatever is happening, and I go, what if it was my kid, or what if it was this, or what, you know, like, and yeah. I'm done. I called my wife one time because it's a known fact that occasionally I'll watch things at the office, and I can't remember what I was watching and I had to text my wife. I'm like, that was a dumb idea. I'm now crying at my desk.
Dude, like, that's too much.
If you had walked in at that moment, you would have been like, first of all, seriously, dude, you're watching something, and why are you crying?
Do you remember what it was?
No. I once watched Room. You know that movie with, I'm the worst.
You really are.
Not Brie Olsen. That was a...
Brie Olsen?
That was a dull
nice
actress.
Pull.
Larson. Is that her name?
Brie Larson, yes.
Okay. Room was the one where she has a kid, like she's abducted and has a kid, and they're only in this one room. I watched that at the airport like an idiot. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch this movie.
Well, switching gears on that, something not to watch on an airplane when you're really close to people is that Jennifer Lopez movie, Hustlers.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Strippers?
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, wait, sorry. I probably shouldn't be watching this.
I see you and I raise you. Don't watch the Showtime show Spartacus at the gym on the treadmill. There's a lot of full frontal male gladiator nudity.
Hey, that'll get you pumped up. Yeah.
This guy over here on the treadmill is really into his workout.
I couldn't stop my phone fast enough. I was like, oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah, you win.
Well, isn't that motivating?
No, because I can't work that out. That's not. They don't have a machine for that at the gym.
These guys are all showers and not growers. I hate these guys on TV.
Oh, so bad.
Poor little Maddie.
Oh, come on, man.
Don't worry about it. All right.
Come on, average Maddie.
So we've all been married a time or two, and we've all done the stupid thing with the wedding cake. There's a guy out there who people want to hate this week over the wedding cake.
Yeah, so you know the thing where, you know, you're supposed to feed each other a piece of wedding cake, and usually it ends up with a little bit of icing smashed in your face or whatever. So the bride and groom are doing their cake, and she takes a wad of icing and pushes it in his face. Mm-hmm. And so he does the reasonable thing and picks up the three-tiered wedding cake and throws the whole thing at her.
Oh, no.
Wow.
That's anger issues right off the top. If you're doing that at the wedding.
That's what a lot of the reactions were saying. They were like, red flag, anger issues, whatever. I think if you watch them, though, like she kind of runs away and she's giggling and he doesn't look mad. He looks... like, I think it was a overboard joke gone wrong.
He doesn't look mad. Does he have the cold, dead-eyed smile of a sociopath?
Like, no. No. I think he overdid it and is hopefully regretting it to this day.
Yeah. Now,
you guys were at my last wedding. You know how long it took my wife to pick out that wedding cake?
Really?
And how long? A lot of back and forth on flavors and design and whatever. She would... this is a different scenario, but if I threw the cake at her, she would... it would have been over.
Yeah, like, what a ripoff for all the people waiting for a piece of that damn cake. They came to the wedding waiting for a piece of cake, and then he throws the whole cake?
I mean, would you still eat it?
You better run down to the Costco and get a sheet cake, bro.
I totally feel like this whole cake thing is something that should be agreed upon before the wedding happens. Because especially as far as the woman goes, if I sat there and just spent hours on my hair and my makeup looking perfect, and this expensive dress, if you put cake all over me, it's gonna be the shortest marriage on record.
You know, and that's the thing is like, no joke, is like, that's the one thing I hear all the time, like even leading up was like, you know, we're not smushing cake, you know, and I was like, that's fine, I don't, That doesn't seem cute to me.
Nah.
The idea of like, I'm going to mush something in your face. Like at no point, at no point have I ever been like, you know, we're playing around and I'm like, oh, this is, you're throwing a spaghetti at me. I'm going to throw a piece of spaghetti at you. Now I'm going to shove your face in it. Yeah.
You know, I don't remember it. I don't remember that from any of my weddings. I think there's probably a video somewhere. I think I gave all the videos back, but I don't remember this cake routine from any of that. I'm pretty sure.
That wedding that must not be named, I'm pretty sure we agreed beforehand not to do that, because it was, again, I was like, no, you are not smashing cake in my face after all this.
Okay, this is bad. I don't remember at my last wedding.
See?
Did we feed each other cake?
You mean the most recent one?
I remember cutting it. Yeah, you guys were there. I don't think I was
there at that part.
Did I give
yes,
her a piece
you were.
Of cake?
Was I there for cake? I think I told you guys I would be right back.
I don't think you'd left yet then.
Well, I know. Okay, Charlie, you were there. Do you remember if I fed my wife a piece of cake?
I don't remember.
I'm guessing
I absolutely
you did.
Don't.
I'm sure.
Sure. I mean, surely you did a little bite or something, just because that's tradition. And even okay, if you took a tiny little blob of icing and like cutely put it on my mouth or on my nose, I would be okay with that. But the whole smashing thing,
it's stupid.
No.
What about the garter belt thing? We were talking about, my wife and I were talking about that the other day in the car, because some dude was driving with it hanging from his mirror. Like, that's another thing that I still don't understand. Like, here, I'm going to throw my wife's underwear out in the crowd and see if someone gets
it. I think that is...
Like, to me, it's like...
Oh, it'd be hilarious to have a novelty one. Like, you take one off of her, but then you've got one that's like the size of a hula hoop.
Wait, the biggest...
Throw it out in the crowd.
I'm just pulling the world's giant tidy weddings that I've got. Just, oh my God.
I love that idea. You got to get married again and do that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Man. Oh, this is awkward.
But
okay.
A lot of those things, a lot of those traditions are also for, I don't believe they're for second and third marriages. They're especially because your guest list is a little older. And I'm sorry, but I feel, no, I'm not married at the moment, but I feel absolutely foolish standing in a group of women trying to catch a bouquet when there's 20-year-olds next to me. It's like, okay, if I get married next and you're still, whatever the tradition is, I feel foolish. I don't want to do those things.
What about the videos where someone takes it a bit too far and like, basically
tackle each other?
Yeah, basically punches someone in the face to get the bouquet. Like, I'm getting married now.
Those are hilarious. So are you guys getting ready for Valentine's Day? Speaking of romance,
you
got anything lined? Oh, you better.
I hate Valentine's Day.
Why?
Because it's just a made up holiday. It's like, it's only about, like, it's one thing with like Hallmark or whatever else, like the card. But now it's everything. Like, it's like everybody piled on. It's like, I don't get it. I don't.
With Instagram and Facebook, it's a competition now. It's, it's not just a small box of chocolates and a card saying I love you. It's you got to have the bigger and better and fancier. Oh my God, look what my guy did.
Excessive jewelry or like an elaborate present. Like that is not happening. We've already talked about it. That's not happening.
Oh, come on, man.
And it was actually the conversation where I felt like she really meant it. It wasn't like a bait and trap.
Yeah, like, it was.
No.
It always is. You're so stupid if you believe that. No, it always
not with her.
Is.
No, not with her.
You better see this way. This is perfect. If she's telling you that to not do anything and telling you she doesn't even want anything, you've got the perfect opportunity to surprise her and be the most romantical guy that ever existed.
It's already backfired on me once.
Oh, how?
Our anniversary, we weren't going to do anything. In my defense, I forgot we had that conversation.
I forgot
that we said we weren't really going to do anything. So I did get her a card, and she loved it. But then she was like, "We said we weren't going to do anything." So I
card is not doing anything.
No,
it's still something. It's a simple something.
I did get her something else. I think when you say we're not doing anything, that means don't spend a lot of money on a gift. And I think, Maddie, you need that limitation because you are a very good but overboard gift giver. So if someone doesn't tell you
to
dial it back.
I also forget sometimes that I've already bought something and then I buy other things.
So that would be a way to make you dial it back. But I still think that you should. Okay, so in my household, my boyfriend's birthday is the day before Valentine's Day. Nice. So it's like, okay, do I? And I don't want to, you know, lump him in like people do with Christmas babies and whatever. I want him to have his separate things. But at the same token, it's like, do I spend a whole bunch of money on one big gift, or do I get two small gifts?
No, you just get him get him a cool birthday present, and then maybe get him a card for Valentine's. Done and done. Or you know,
But I'm not a big Valentine's person either. Like
make me sad.
Card or a balloon is absolutely fine.
That makes me
I'm cool with flowers. Like I'll get her flowers probably a place that I like. But at the same time, like I just don't. I feel like it's one more of these holidays that, you know, I hate to be that guy, but it's like, I show my wife I love her all the
years. Well, you should, though. That's absolutely
Should.
You shouldn't have to do it for Valentine's
but
Day.
But when there is a holiday set aside specifically about love and for love, go all out. Do it. Take advantage of that. You know, have the rose petals leading to the thing with the stuff and have the candles lit and have a special meal going and have a present hidden over here and have a piece of jewelry over there. And, you know, do it,
well,
man.
And doing then, something nice and special that doesn't have to be expensive is definitely that is worth it.
See, I pictured all that set up and then I pictured the man child in my house, our roommate walking in, "Ooh, it's a dinner, what are you doing?"
That is different.
That makes it more complicated, absolutely.
Or I walk in my bedroom and the dogs are eating rose petals and then I find out that's toxic and
I gotta tell you something right now, speaking of doing things for your wife. You remember when I got you the hookup for your Brandi Carlile out there at what you call it?
Yeah.
And then, of course, nothing happened because of the stupid virus.
Right, but that was that's the one aspect. Okay, sorry.
So, Brandi Carlile is doing a very special, very small virtual event Saturday, and I have secured you and your wife a code to get in for that.
Ooh.
Watch that this Saturday night. I won't have the code until Friday because they're not releasing them to anybody until the day before the event, but I'm trying to make good on that concert that did not happen for you guys out at Red Rocks, and you're going to have that to give to your wife this weekend.
Oh, well, you're the sweetest boy.
There you go. I just got the text.
Oh, nice.
And for me,
a chicken sandwich per your request.
It's great. It's really great.
So thanks. Y'all heard about that lady, and this is crazy because you kind of drew a parallel here. The woman who is a My Little Pony collector who admits that she has spent over $27,000 on her collection of My Little Pony stuff, and she has a room dedicated to her My Little Ponies, and she says that it's a little bit embarrassing because she doesn't own her own home because she had a mortgage fund, but she dipped into it to buy more My Little Ponies.
That's an obsession, not collecting.
Mm. You might be right. She says that she continues to buy 3 or 4 My Little Pony items every single month.
I go back to what we were saying on the show. It's like I can't remember. I can't believe there's that much stuff. Like,
I know.
To where you
Are
can
there...
buy that much stuff.
Did they? Okay, so the My Little Ponies came out shortly, like I was just a little bit too old for them. And then they had a resurgence, right? They redid them or something.
Yeah.
So then there's more. It's
like
not
Chloe
just
was
this...
We were watching it. I was watching it with her. I mean, who am I kidding? but yeah, the new version of it was out.
It's not just the My Little Ponies from the 80s. There's also...
Oh, I'm looking right now. There's 54,561 My Little Pony items available right now on eBay for purchase.
No wonder she's broke. Look at all the ones that are out there.
Yeah, wow. Don't tell her that. That's...
Do you guys
the rest
think
of that house fund.
Is... Oh, my God. And there's a sterling silver My Little Pony Ingrid Dragata. For $100,000 that's available for buy it now,
Don't tell that lady, she'll be living in her car.
But that's kind of like, I bet, you know, if you got, like, you could probably get a diamond-crusted Mo, like, necklace or something.
He's talking about Mo from Three Stooges, by the way.
Yeah.
Because do you guys think...
I almost said Sizzlack, but that's the wrong last name.
Amanda, hug a kiss.
I can't catch you, kid.
She's 27 years old. And she spent 27. See, she's only 27 and she spent $27,000. When I was 27, did I have that much money ever?
No.
No.
I didn't.
So, yeah.
I don't have it now.
Yeah. So, if you think about it cumulatively, what's something that you might have spent that much on? Because I'm thinking about my Stooges stuff, and I've been collecting that stuff since I was about 10 years old. And God knows.
Oh, that's easy. For me, it's like CDs and movies. I think back, like all the CDs and stuff that I bought. All the music that I bought over the years. Mm-hmm. I'm gotta be pushing.
At that time, like when I was 27, I probably would have still bought like Bon Jovi stuff or something. But I there's nothing that I love so much that I can't control myself.
Yeah, not one. I don't think there's one artist's worth of stuff that I obsess that hard about.
I went through my Elvis. I mean, I still, if I find the right Elvis thing and it's the right price and I don't have it, I still do that. But I went through a time where I was pretty bad off buying Elvis stuff when I bought his hair and his mirror.
Yeah.
I just buy crap. Like, I'm the worst at just buying stuff. The other day, I bought a Dremel. You know what a Dremel is?
Yeah.
Those, like, little, like, tool gadget, whatever. Yeah.
You sure need that.
Well, no, I had already bought that years ago. So I bought the attachment to trim my dog's nails.
Nice. But that's functional.
Yeah.
You ain't never going
to
do it.
I did it once already, and then I sent her to the groomer to make sure they were done right.
See?
Yeah, see, I bought one of those little, it looks like a Dremel, but it's not, and I bought one, and I've always been too scared to use it.
Yeah.
Okay, I will tell you right now, Charlie, it's not that bad. And she, who freaks out at everything, wasn't psyched, but it wasn't as terrifying, and there wasn't any poop flying anywhere. So that's
my dog's so wiggly. Like, I can't.
You
got to
get somebody else to help
for it.
Well, that's where you got to.
You got to get a peanut butter hat. Don't you remember the peanut butter hat?
Oh yeah,
put your peanut butter hat.
Man.
So when you thought Panera had already done all the smartest stuff they ever could think of to do, then they go and make a dang mitten out of a warm bread bowl so you can hold your iced coffee. Is that the coolest thing ever? Oh, my God. I can't wait to get a bread bowl mitten.
So, make sure you wash your hand before you put on said mitten. B, when I get done with my coffee, then I just eat my mitten?
Better.
No, wait. Hold on.
What?
I don't think it's really bread.
Don't tell me that. It better be bread.
No.
Don't ruin my life. You do this to me all the time.
I don't think that's actually. I think it's just I think it's like the Hulk.
It's a bread bowl.
It's got to be real bread, or I'm freaking out.
No, yeah, I don't think it is.
You've ruined everything.
What do I mean? I ruined everything. I thought it just looked like bread.
You make me feel like
no. Is it real bread?
You make me feel just like Dennis Farina and Get Shorty.
Well, then why would you? We better be careful of taking that anywhere near like the coastline. If you walk down like the pier or whatever,
Seagulls.
Like Wilmington, see, your hand just
hacked.
You
just
all right, like, hold on.
He's getting mauled.
Fast food and fast casual restaurant chains have come a long way from advertising gimmicks of the 80s, like the McDonald's lounge singer Mac Tonight or Clara Peller of Where's the Beef Wendy's catchphrase. To help their menu stand out, chains now have to produce tangible products that are irreverent, like the video game system purportedly coming from KFC that doubles as a chicken warmer.
Yeah,
not to be outdone,
that.
Panera Bread has announced a promotion that will see 450 lucky fans receive a hand warmer shaped like one of their bread bowls.
Now, listen. Before you guys get upset, before you get upset,
sucks.
I think the thing to realize is there's nothing stopping you from buying a giant loaf of bread and making your own bread bowl mitten.
That's beside the point. I could do that all the day, but if they were doing it there, they were smart and they were giving me something I want, and now it's been taken away before I ever got it.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, man.
Well, you know what?
I didn't mean
to take this
down.
It's a good thing that you didn't go there expecting your bread that you could shove your hand in to hold your coffee, and then they didn't have it. That'd be
how cool would it be if you could fill it with, like, you know, like, I love their, the broccoli soup? The cheddar broccoli? Can I get a bread mitten full of broccoli soup so I can walk around and would you eat that in the car?
You what. This reminds me, Charlie, you just said something so astute, because when you said, thank God you didn't go there looking for it to find out they didn't have it. Mm-hmm. McDonald's had this like commercial running years and years ago where they had, McDonald's is making some changes. We got a lot of surprises coming soon. And then they had a flash up on the screen of like a mocked up menu board. And mm-hmm. part of that was on the over to the side, like on the bargain menu, whatever, it said Mini McRib. And when I saw that, and I think it was on something I had recorded because it went by so fast, I was like, it said, what McRib? So I went back and paused my VCR tape and saw Mini McRib. And then next time I went to a McDonald's, I was at the drive-thru sitting there and I'm scanning, looking for Mini McRib, and just like, and I'm going,
hold on. Where is it?
Yeah.
Where is it?
So.
And it was not there, and it never came and never existed. It was just something they made up. Maybe they were thinking about it at one time.
Yeah. It was like a test menu or whatever, and then it didn't make it.
Oh, it was so hurtful.
Do you know how good that would be? McRib sliders?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Oh, like bites? Like, what are those? Is it? KFC had those little, the little chicken mini. Sandwich.
Chicken Littles. I love those.
Chicken Littles. That's right.
Imagine if it was that, but it was little McRibs. Why are they not doing that? See, that's what kills me. You had the idea. So it's like your bread bowl thing. You had the perfect idea. We were all excited. It
kills me.
And you didn't do it. McDonald's, they had the Mini McRibs. It was right there.
Yeah. All right. Tell us the best things that. And now we go to England for the things that are the best that ever came from the United States.
So they surveyed all these British people and found the top 10 things that they say have come out of the U.S. Things like Netflix and Disney and Coca-Cola and McDonald's. And Elvis is at number 9. Yes, he is.
9?
Yes.
Well, that's still pretty good considering he's in the running with Coke and Disney.
Yeah, Hollywood movies, NASA, KFC. Down the list, things like, let's see, friendly store staff telling you to have a nice day.
Yeah, they don't do that much over there.
No, they don't. And they love Oreos. And they like our wildlife, like the eagles and the bears and things.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. What's wild in England?
The nightlife.
They love to boogie.
Good work. Elsewhere in Europe, they have just passed a law to protect cow poop and duck quacks in France.
Because
they say,
what?
This is part of our history and our culture, and we should never lose it. Our countryside smells and sounds should be preserved for all time, and everybody should be in on saving these things and preserving them for future generations.
You know, I find it sad that they feel like they need to pass a law that says that, but I understand because people these days are so don't want to be inconvenienced even by nature. That they'd be like, that duck out there quacks way too much. Can someone please do something about it?
Yeah, sure. Smells a lot like cow poop around here.
Yeah, man. But yeah, that you're exactly right. And the other one that was mentioned, those were the top two. Cow poop, duck quacks, and a rooster. Rooster in the morning.
Now.
You know what? Don't move to the countryside. Hello.
Well, listen, hey, I think that's about it for 53. I would love to hear a final thought from Charlie.
Let's see. What is it going to be? It's going to be, you know what? Don't wipe any years away because they all made us who we are.
Yeah. See, now you're on the trolley. Now you're talking. What about you, Maddie?
I'm getting my big box of Kleenex and going to watch some more Bruce Willis movies.
Oh, nice. Watch that one where he was, what's the one?
Hudson Hawk?
Yes! Love Hudson Hawk!
Danny Aiello and... This singing, they're all singing away. It was so good.
They had all their schemes timed out to songs. That's why they were singing.
Would you like to hang on a star?
Yes.
That was one of it.
Oh. I loved it. I loved that movie. Good
or
man.
Would you rather be a duck?
A duck is an animal that swims on the water.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for being with us for number 53. You can always check us out on our radio show. You can stream that at 987simon.com if you want to. We're getting close to Bet You Won't Play It Friday, where we play actual listener requests. You can get in on that by calling us on the Simon line, 336-373-0987. Call from anywhere, anytime, and get a request on there. And we'll see you with another podcast next week. All right.
Good time. Day.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.